This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. It's been a warm December across Colorado, and it could be one of the warmest on record. The state is on track to break the previous record set in 1980. And the state snowpack remains well below normal as well, but we could see a brief sign of winter this week. Meteorologist Maggie Eidker with the National Weather Service says the mountains can expect light snowfall on New Year's Day.
As of right now, light snowfall is expected, so we're not looking at a big snowstorm. With minimal accumulations.
But meteorologists say it likely won't be enough to significantly boost the state's lagging snowpack. Temperatures are expected to be in the mid-30s and 40s in the mountains this week and the mid-50s and 60s across the plains. Telluride Ski Resort remains closed as ski patrollers continue a wage strike. CPR's Haley May.
The walkout began Saturday after months of negotiations failed to produce a new contract between the resort and the Telluride Professional Ski Patrol Association. Patrollers are seeking higher wages they say better reflect the technical demands and safety risks of the job. The union is asking for about a 20% wage increase, while the resort has offered closer to 13%. According to MIT's cost of living calculator, current patrol wages fall below a living wage for San Miguel County, driven largely by high housing costs there. The resort says it will remain closed indefinitely and has warned that trespassing on the mountain will be prosecuted. Haley May, CPR News.
An annual New Year's tradition in Colorado Springs dating back more than a century is now underway. Each year, regardless of the weather, the Ataman Club hikes to the summit of Pikes Peak to shoot off fireworks to ring in the new year. The journey began this morning with an overnight stop at the Bar Camp halfway mark. The group anticipates arriving at the summit tomorrow afternoon with the first round of fireworks set to launch at 9 p.m. to commemorate the original members of the club. This is CPR News.